serving our city and the surrounding areas.
We are Cambridge 105.
Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. The music of Adam Ant, Goody Two Shoes. And Adam Ant will forever be associated with the new wave and punk movement of the late 1970s and early 1980s. But in 2003, he was sanctioned under the Mental Health Act and subsequently sought to rebuild his career. A new documentary film, The Blue Black Hussar, will be shown at the Cambridge Film Festival on Tuesday. The director is Jack Bond, who's going to be in Cambridge for the showing. And I'm pleased to say that Jack joins me on the line now. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
And the Adam Ant that we heard there is a very different character to the one who features in your documentary.
Well, we do actually feature. I mean, if we go back to Dirt Wears White Socks, there's quite a bit of that in the film. And it's because the connection with Charlotte Rampling. Mm. Charlotte Rampling and Dirk Bogarde made that movie, The Night Porter. And it was The Night Porter that inspired Adam to write Dirt Wears White Socks. And so it's for that reason she turns up in the film. Right. In a studio in Paris to talk to him.
Let's go back a little bit. When did you first meet Adam Ant?
When did I?
Yes.
About a year and a quarter ago.
Okay, so relatively late. At what point then did you decide to do the documentary? Was that before or after you actually met him?
No, I decided at the point of meeting him. Firstly, I wanted to meet him and see, did we get along? What's he like? You know, two strangers meeting.
Yes.
And I'm glad to say we hit it off. And I thought he was extraordinary. So gradually, we decided to put the film in place over a few weeks.
I'm wondering how he compares with some of your earlier film subjects. I know you've done work on Salvador Dali and also Roald Dahl. Is there sort of a theme or a thread, if you like, which runs between them?
There is a thread that runs between Salvador Dali and Adam Ant, yeah, distinctly. If only because the style I had used for Dali in New York, which is still around, was the same system I used to film this film. In other words, a kind of observational, leave it alone, let life happen approach.
I guess in television terms, they'd call it the fly on the wall documentary. I don't know if you'd approve of that term or not.
Yeah, yes, I am. It's kind of that. It's kind of more cinema verite, actually, because... we were a bit more than flies on the wall, I can tell you, but it was an extraordinary experience, and I can distinctly draw parallels between Dali and Adam in that they're both great artists, and both use their own being and personality as something to be worked on, and shifted around and improved. Now, it was, yeah, pretty extraordinary stuff, actually.
Does Adam still suffer from the mental health issues that took him off the stage a few years ago?
Not to my knowledge.
Mm. And did he talk to you at all about it?
Yes, he did. Mm. He talks a bit in the film about it. I didn't push him. He just turned up one night in Paris and started talking. So it's quite revealing, actually. But to my knowledge, no, I think he's in the clear.
Oh, that's good to hear. Did you find when you take on a subject and you spend a period of time with them that, I guess, like any, I don't know if it becomes a friendship, but certainly a relationship in the platonic sense of going forward and regularly meeting somebody, do you find that they open up more as it goes along? If you like, I guess somebody like Adam Ant is going to be used to having film cameras around him anyway, but if you like, it becomes a sort of, you know, don't even notice that the filming is going on.
Yeah, it's a definite collaboration between the two parties. Without that, and basically getting along and being interested in each other, it wouldn't work.
Mm. And he's touring again, I gather, as well, pretty intensively as well at the moment.
Well, I think his schedule is frightening. He's just coming towards the end now of a 42 or 44 city tour of the United States, which is, I'm not sure how anybody stands the pressure.
The States is a very big place. I have enough trouble just going to one city and back again.
Yes, that's right. But he's toured 42 or 44, and he's had to deal with things happening. Like he got to Chicago, and the large venue that they were going to play in was flooded. So they hurriedly found another place in which to perform and jammed it out. Seattle the same, jam-packed. It's been in a hell of a tour. He should be proud of himself, actually, for having that much stamina.
Absolutely. And, of course, you'll be in Cambridge this coming Tuesday as part of the Cambridge Film Festival for this Q&A session at the Picture House. Did you enjoy such appearances yourself, or do you prefer to stay behind the camera?
No, I don't stay behind the camera. I don't stay behind the camera in the film, either.
So you enjoy the performance aspect to a certain extent?
I enjoy the relationship aspect, and
right.
That's what comes out.
Mm.
I'm not there for the fun of it.
I guess it's just doing a job of work, if you like.
I'm doing a job of work, absolutely. Yeah. And if you get a strong personality like Adam or Dali, they have a tendency to drag you in because, you know, you are part of the process. And it's not without its pleasures and fun either.
No, I'm sure that's certainly the case. And your next work, I gather, is a feature film. What can we expect from that?
You can expect a thriller to be shot in the UK called Ocean Point, which is, to put it briefly, it's a thriller loosely based on the myth of Oedipus. You might have to dig around a bit to find the roots.
Who's the writer?
Either is it.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I should mention that the screening of the, I hadn't actually asked. The one thing I should ask you is the film is the Blue Black Hussar, and that of course is presumably the latest persona of Adam Ant.
It is the latest persona, and we showed the picture. The BFI South Bank showed it about a week and a half ago. It's a large cinema. You know, it's 450 people. And you think, oh my God, I hope we've made a film that has got enough power to attract that size of an audience. It was actually jam-packed. And the BFI used it to, as it were, trail the London Film Festival, which is fun.
Yeah, and of course your appearance in Cambridge is part of the Cambridge Film Festival. I should mention that these are at the Arts Picture House on Tuesday, 24th September, at 9:30. And also, I presume this is just the film, which is going to be at Cineworld the following afternoon at 4:00.
That's right.
That's on the Wednesday there. Well, Jack, thank you very much for joining us on Cambridge 105 this morning. I hope you'll enjoy your little stay in Cambridge on Tuesday, and that the production is very well received.
Thank you very much. See you there.
Thank you very much. That's Jack Bond, is the director of the Blue Black Hussar, which is premiering on Tuesday at the Cambridge Film Festival.